Jacks and Start Daddy Show. Welcome to the Relaxed Back with my dad, John Gifford. Hit it, Dad!
Smart moves.
Absolutely. So we're going back to that one stretch, sitting in a chair. That seated hip stretch is definitely one of the most requested movements that I get from my clients.
Get schooled.
And one of the amazing things is many people aren't aware that according to many studies, there are just as many people with herniated discs who have no pain as those who do. You know, that's one thing.
Take it inside.
Exactly. And what a lot of people aren't aware of is that they think they're tense because of a feeling, and usually it's the resistance to the existence of that feeling that makes them tense. And that's important because tension increases muscular pain.
It's all here, right now.
You know, I agree. I mean, maybe talking about pain and tension isn't always exciting, but here's the question. You know, if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? I mean, that's the kind of question we're starting to look at. Well, thank you, Cassidy and Jackson, for that fantastic introduction. Here we are. This is The Relaxed Back. I am your host, John Gifford. And this is our first podcast. Woohoo! Well, what we're going to cover today on the Relaxed Back is, I guess since we're going to start talking about muscular pain and tension and reducing it, and you know, one of our bylines, especially of my book, is what you don't know can hurt. And one of the things that I think people don't know is just how effective simple stretches can be in helping to relieve muscular pain and tension. A lot of times people think, well, I need to do 30 minutes of stretching a day. But in my 20 years of working with people, over 30,000 sessions now of hands-on body work, such as Bonnie Prudden myotherapy and sports massage, one thing that we found is that giving people 3 or 4 stretches a day that they can work into their day in a chair can be very, very effective, because chances are they're more likely to do those moves. But one thing, there are some things to think about before you start stretching. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over with you a page from my book, And Beyond the Back. Actually, it's now titled The Relaxed Back. And then I'll give a few comments afterwards. Now, let's go over what I call some basic guidelines to ensure that you get the most time and energy invested from your stretching program. And basically, what I have, we teach people here what we call the 3 R's of stretching. The first R is to relax. Now, this may sound like an obvious recommendation, but you know, many people when they stretch, you know, for you'll see the person with their throw their leg up on the bench and lean forward, and they hold their breath and go, and they're holding their breath at the same time trying to get their hamstrings to lengthen. And so one thing that I always tell my students is you can't beat the body into submission. And that's going to be another podcast when we talk about deep body work, but it certainly applies to stretching, which is you can't force the body to relax. And what you want to do is you want to invite the body to relax. And one way to do that, the first R, is to relax. What that means is, practically, is your jaw relaxed? Are your neck and shoulders hanging loosely? Because if you have tension in those areas, you want to try to shake that off and keep those muscles, all the other muscles, relaxed as you're moving into your stretching. Now, the second R is for respirate. You know, usually when you hear people giving advice about stretching, they'll say, hold this stretch for 5 seconds, this stretch for 10 seconds. One thing we found, however, is that when you have people stretch and they start counting seconds as a way of determining how long to hold a stretch, they still have that predisposition to hold their breath. And when you hold your breath, you increase tension and you reduce, first, you don't get as much out of the stretch, and second, you really raise the potential for injury by trying to stretch muscles while you're holding other parts of your body tense. So what we have people do, as opposed to holding a stretch for a certain number of seconds, what we do is have them hold the stretch for a certain number of breaths. So, for example, in one of the moves, which we'll go over some stretches in some future podcasts, we have a seated hip stretch. In fact, you could try this right now. If you're sitting in your chair, if not, you can play this podcast later and give it a shot. If you're sitting in a chair, sitting upright, place your left ankle on your right knee. Place your right hand on that left ankle. Place your left hand under your knee. Sit up tall and gently pull your body forward till you feel a stretch in your left hip or your left gluteal region, also known as your glutes. And what I want you to do is to remember to keep your breath. And when you feel a good stretch, I want you to just hold that for 3 breaths, a full inhale, a full exhale, and then repeat that 2 more times. Breathing is very important while you're stretching. And so getting back to my point, if you use breathing, a number of breaths, as a way to determine how long to stretch, then you won't have to worry about reminding yourself, oh, I have to breathe during the stretch, because you already are. So another suggestion would be, move away from counting seconds and think about breaths. Now, the third R is regular. And this is very important. We have certainly found in our work that frequency is more important than duration, meaning that I would much rather have you do a couple of simple stretches every couple of hours than to wait till the end of the day and try to do 30 minutes of stretching. Because I don't know your life, but my life, that probably would not work too well. And generally, one of the biggest issues that you run into with working people with muscular pain and tension, especially if you talk to practitioners really in any branch of rehab, is what we call patient compliance, which means how likely are they to do the stretches that you want them to do. And so it's very important. Listen, I'm a huge fan of yoga, and we'll be talking a lot about yoga. But even someone who practices yoga could benefit from interacting some very simple stretches throughout the day that take a short time to do, that's why in our book, majority of the stretches in the book are things that can be done in a chair or standing that you can work into your day. And so one thing you want to remember then is to make sure that you do what we call the 3 R's before you start applying stretches. The first one is to relax. The second is to respirate. Use breathing instead of counting seconds. And try to keep those stretching routines regular every couple of hours. You know, and so actually, you know, some ways that my clients have found a way to remind them is they might, if they work with a coworker, they might have them remind each other every couple of hours. They might attach a stretch to a regular activity they do in the office. I have one client who, she says, every time I go to the coffee machine, I do a seated hip stretch and a seated neck stretch. And if you attach it to something you're doing already, you're more likely to work that into your day. So, you know, a little consistent stretching can make a huge, huge difference. Even within a couple of weeks, you can see a huge change. And I really hope that you think about those 3 R's and work them into your stretching, especially into the stretches that we'll be talking about on future podcasts. So that is our basic windup on the 3 R's of stretching. Now, before we end this first podcast, every podcast, we're going to address a question that comes up in our offices here. And I'll tell you, here's one question that comes up a lot. And oftentimes, you'll have people that will come in, and they will, say, have a diagnosis of tennis elbow or maybe Achilles tendonitis. And when they understand that we work with muscular tissue, their common question is, well, how is working with the muscles going to help tendons? Because I have a tendon problem, I don't have a muscle problem. Well, here's something interesting that a lot of people aren't aware of. Tendons, let's get clear on some anatomy. Ligaments attach bone to bone. Tendons attach muscle to bone. Now, the reason that's really important to remember is that tendons and ligaments are non-contractile tissues. They do not have the ability to contract. The muscle, on the other hand, is the active unit that has the ability to shorten or relax. So if you have a tight tendon, I would agree that doing hands-on body work has a low probability of affecting the pliability of the tendon. Maybe scar tissue work may be an exception there. However, working the muscle, for example, if you have an issue with an Achilles tendon that's too tight and has become inflamed, I think you'd have a hard time finding any research that would show that it would be contraindicated or not helpful to not keep that calf muscle relaxed. So what we would do is try to relax the muscle, because if the muscle's more relaxed, then the attaching tendon has to be more relaxed as well. So understanding that clear definition between tendons and muscles can make a huge difference. So when you are working, when you relax a muscle, you are also at the same time relaxing and easing tension in the tendons as well. Well, that is going to wrap up our first podcast. You know, these are going to probably be between 5 to 12 to 15 minutes long. And we're going to address always an issue that has to do with muscular pain and tension. And we will always address your questions as well. So hope you've enjoyed this. Thank you so much for listening. And you will see us, or hear us actually, next week on our next podcast. Thanks for listening to The Relaxed Back. And coming up will be all of our contact information coming up on the closing credits. Thanks for listening. Bye. Hey everyone, this is John Gifford, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of The Relaxed Back. Feel free to email me with your questions or comments. I would love to hear from you. All previous episodes, as well as our contact information, can be found at therelaxedback.com or by searching The Relaxed Back in iTunes. This podcast is sponsored and owned by my company MotionWise, which is devoted to helping people reduce muscular pain and tension by providing hands-on muscle care, educational trainings, and self-help resources such as my book, The Relaxed Back. Visit MotionWise.com to learn more about our services or to have me speak to your company, convention, or institution. Till next time, stay loose!